You're a dick. You're a loser. Hey, your dick. Life must suck ass.
Hey, dick loser.
Why don't you I'm not even going to waste my time on you because I know karma's like railing you in the scrotum hole.
My name is Tarnell Mims, and I am your host for the best podcast on earth for No Holds Barred Talk. You can reach me on the tweets and the Instagram at A Bowl of Tarnell. I've got two co-hosts with me to talk about random stuff and anything and everything under the sun.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say, Tarnell?
Shut your face. I got Sev at A Bowl of Sev on the tweets and Instagram. I got Justin at A Bowl of Kramer with a K.
K, motherfucker.
On the
tweets. Okay, KKK.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, now the white guy wants to talk. We had a whole white pride episode. He stays silent. Now he busted out.
Too soon.
All right, anyways. So, yep, that's it. That's us. We have a website, bullwolf.com. We don't talk about it enough lately, but, you know, go with that.
Super good.
And then we've got a YouTube page, YouTube.com/bullwolf. And
he's punching through it.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. You know, here. And you're listening to us. And this is all super awesome. So, topic for today is.
What is it?
Well, I guess.
Are we in suspense? Are we like drawing straws as to who's going to go?
Well, no. I get rage pretty easy. And I have.
Rage mode.
We've talked about our...
Wait, hold on. Sev.
What's up?
Shut up.
Oh, my bad.
Take some medicine.
I have a cough. Oh, forgive me.
And Sev's the only guy that doesn't take fucking medicine, which is ridiculous. Because we don't want... No. I'm listening. I've heard you enough going... Take some fucking cough medicine. Put yourself into a bubble, bubble boy. And we don't want to hear you getting sick anymore. I'm tired of it.
I am in a bubble, for one, with my microphone over here. And two... I took some cough drops, so, you know.
Cough drop your face.
Obviously, your cough drops are not working.
You can take some of my cough drops in your mouth. I'm talking about my nuts.
And that's a clip.
Yeah. And so, your cough drops, your nuts are like cough drops?
I don't know.
You got
I was trying to burn cough drop size nuts?
But that makes no sense. How do you not take any kind of things that will just help you product better in life or at work or anything like that?
Because I generally don't get that down.
Or you helped you shut the fuck up now while we're recording?
Wow.
No. I did take a cough drop, motherfucker. And I'm still coughing. Wow.
Hey, Seb, don't worry. This is better than the first one we did. At least this one's getting recorded.
Oh, burn, Tarnell.
How dare you, sir?
A little behind the scenes.
He recorded our radio. He could record our mic check. We didn't record the whole podcast. That's the
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we just
smuggish.
2 hours later. I didn't push the button.
Just did a whole 50-minute podcast, and we're like, dude, we've been going on. We should probably end this.
How long has it been going?
He goes to check the time. The time is not displaying because it's not recording. And he's like, oh, damn.
Yeah. So, primo
material you guys missed out on.
Yeah.
Super bad.
It was really good stuff.
It was so amazing. You'll never hear it. It was only for us and our enjoyment.
Right. I didn't enjoy it.
Anyways, rage mode.
Yeah.
And Sev sucks at taking medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you suck at taking medicine. I think it's overrated.
Oh, whatever. Your face is overrated. So is your goddamn health.
Wow. My health is precious.
No, clearly it's not because you don't care enough to take medicine.
I do.
And then you get other people infected around you, which we don't want to get infected because I can't call off at work.
Here we go.
Over-the-counter stuff isn't even medicine.
My name's Thev.
It's just like it suppresses symptoms. It doesn't cure you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't sell cures. They just sell like symptom suppressors.
Yeah, okay. And the man's got me down for my immune system. And I refuse to be a part of that oppression with my immune system.
I'm an all-natural healer. I don't That's need right. these medicines.
I'm into holistic healings.
Anyway.
My name is Thev. You can find me at a bowl of Thev, and I believe in no
medicine. Yeah, find me at a bowl of Thev.
Fuck
find me.
Fuck you, science.
Fucking find me.
Fix cough syrup? Yeah, clearly, you can hit me up later.
Clearly, disease found you, which is why you're coughing like a bastard. Yeah. All right.
So okay, because you never coughed in your life.
Yeah, but when I do cough, never. I take stuff that's...
Handle shit?
Yeah, I handle
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, I just took stuff. I'm still coughing.
Well, clearly you suck at fighting the stuff that needs to handle it.
All right. Clearly, I suck at...
finding things that can handle your cough.
No, you're stupid. Okay, moving on. Justin's mad about stuff or something.
Yeah, I'm mad that you're not taking any fucking necessary things to make you feel better and getting us all contaminated with your AIDS virus.
I'm going to walk into fucking work tomorrow with a goddamn Ebola virus. Thanks, Sev.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, what are you raging about?
Well, you
know. Yeah, no one cares. All right, so back on your virus.
Take them sick days. You're welcome. Cough in your direction.
All right, you're raging mode. People,
I will kick down your door if I'm sick. I will be so pissed.
All right, so people using too many, having too many items.
Yeah, like, there's rules for a reason. So why are you going to a 12-item less item lane when you have more than 12 items? Wait in line, because... this is meant for certain people. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's not
rules
that...
are meant to be broken.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Barriers broken down.
Yeah.
Horizons expanded.
No.
I'll take your 12, sir.
I have 15. 5 items, and I'm waiting behind your ass because you got fucking 2 grocery carts full of shit. Come on. No, you don't belong there. Go wait in the line where everyone else has all their shit. No!
I'm just going to ask you because you're a little more impartial right now. If you grab a 6-pack, is that one item or is that 6
That's
items?
One item.
That's one item.
Okay. Just checking.
It's one item.
Okay.
I could do the math.
Okay, but what if, like, they have the little things?
What if they had, like 12 6-packs?
No.
If you have 6 bananas, 2 apples, what does that count as? Is that one?
No.
Banana?
I'm talking about I know I've seen this I've seen this like at the grocery store by my house that they like in the wine section or whatever little and sometimes with the beers with like the taller ones like the 22 ounces or whatever that they're like you know it's $4 or. $3 each in a little 6-thing container that you can self put in if you buy 6.
Right.
So what if I take those 6 individual items and put them in the thing to get the discount? Is that 6 items? Or is that just one? Because I can buy them individually. But they give me the little container thing, the carrier, to buy 6 of them so I can get a discount.
I would say life is too short to care about this shit and just it's one, whatever. It's one.
I agree with Tarno.
It's like...
No, go... If you have more than what the items are supposed to be in that lane,
so,
get the
so
fuck
why,
out.
So why is this eating you up, Justin?
Because it's...
What happened?
You can't follow the fucking rules. You don't... I only have 5 items. This person's going in here with fucking...
So
two
we're,
fucking...
Wait,
no,
wait,
shut
wait.
Up!
Who touched you at the grocery store?
I'm gonna step in.
It made you like this.
He touched me right here.
Oh, no. That's too close.
The berry...
He got touched by Herbert the pervert at the... I'm gonna slap you right in the penis. Why can't we just handle this? Like
how many items did they have, Justin?
More than fucking 12.
How many more than 12?
Was it stupid? Did they have like a shopping cart or did
they
have like
13 shopping carts
or something? They had 2 shopping carts?
Yes.
Oh, wait, was this a self-checkout?
No. It's like they have the lane where it's like...
So then what did the cashier say?
The cashier didn't say anything because all the lines are full. Like every line was full.
Right.
Just
I don't think they'll ever like turn you away.
I've seen it before.
Have you seen it before?
Yeah, I remember. I remember being people away.
Tarnell used to be in the trenches.
I remember people being turned away and told them to go to the line.
When I was in the grocery store, I used to work at a grocery store.
I actually cashiered a little bit too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, for a couple times. You know, the cashier. It was interesting.
I used to work at a grocery store. Tarnell.
What was more fun? Bagging or cashing?
It was easier at the time. I was just like, I don't
what
care.
What was easier?
bagging.
Oh, okay.
Because, well, the cashiering gets weird because you're trying to hurry up because, you know, there's people in line. And then people will come through with, like, the fucking wick stuff. And that's...
The wick? Oh, the...
The little vouchers.
We invest in children thing. The...
Yeah, yeah. Women, infant, children thing. Yeah, yeah. Or whatever. So yeah. That is... Because that has to be... Whatever it says on that voucher, it's got to be fucking exact. Like, you can't vary. So you really have to inspect what the voucher is and make sure that's exactly what they were using that voucher for. Like, otherwise they got to send it back. Like, they're very strict on that one. Yeah. So that part gets nerve-wracking. But outside of that, I mean, it's all right. You just got to look up things. And sometimes you go
for some reason, you slow. Can't buy beer with that. I don't understand. How are my infants going to get their beer?
You also have zero kids, so I don't know why this even applies to you.
That he knows.
And I'm not a woman.
And you're not a woman.
Used to be an infant and a child, so I mean, I have two-thirds represented, kind of, a long time ago.
Wow. What does that have to do with beer now, you idiot?
You know, your needs change.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I did that, and I did the deli also. So
I love working at a grocery store.
The deli was fun. It got annoying sometimes, but the deli was fun.
I used to love her.
I just liked the deli because I got to make my own sandwiches, and they were bomb.
Oh, what kind of sandwiches would you make?
I would take the chicken strips, and I would throw, you know, everything on it, just the mustard, the mayo.
The chicken strips, like with the breaded chicken strips kind of thing?
Yeah. We deep fry it, and I just have the mustard, mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, onion. Just all on the button. It was fucking fantastic. It's fantastic. It was great. And it was so awesome. And then I got to learn. That's where I also learned that I'm not that into ham. Because I was trying ham. I tried all the different hams they had. I had the Black Forest, the Virginia, regular plain old, like,
and normal ham. And you hated them all?
And none of them appealed to me. I just...
Like, they didn't appeal to you, or you did not like
them? I did not like them. I was like, no. I don't like Munster cheese. That's gross also.
But recently we fed you a little bit of the honey-baked ham.
Yeah.
And...
It was all right.
If I recall, you weren't mad at it.
I weren't mad at it, but it's not something I would ever, like, oh, yeah, I'm going for that. It's still not something I would go for. I wasn't mad at it, but it wasn't... It's like, eh. You know, I'm super hungry. There's no other.
One simply does not like ham.
I simply do not like
one
ham.
One simply does not enjoy. Not eat a ham sandwich. Like,
one does not eat the ham sandwich.
Kind of monster are you? Next you're going to say you don't like bacon.
Bacon's all right. Bacon's good.
Do they have bacon in a deli?
I don't remember there being bacon there.
I feel like
BLT.
No. There's no bacon. No, I would remember. I would have remembered bacon.
You don't like thinly sliced bacon on that little machinima bob?
They have bacon. I cut my finger one time on that.
Ooh, how was that?
Not fun. That hurt.
Do you still have like a scar? Or did it heal?
No. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't my thumb. I was like, it was just like, oop! I just like walked the top away. Layer.
Did it bleed? Did you just like take off skin, or did it?
It was a little bit of blood. It would stick. I was like, oh, and then my manager took over. Then it could have cut a little thinner. No.
Little thinner slices.
But I mean, it was fun to clean it, but I just one time just got myself like, that was bad. That was horrible. But yeah, so it was interesting deep frying stuff, deep frying the potato wedges and the chicken.
Did you ever make a sandwich and then just deep fry that?
No, I did not.
Ooh.
Missed out, boy.
Not really.
Probably not.
That's also where I realized how hot habanero.
I like how you just said, you missed out, boy. Yeah. I'm sorry if you missed it. You missed out, boy.
I know. I caught that. I'm like, you piece of shit. anyways. Filthy piece of shit. All right.
Boy, you ain't frying your sandwiches, boy.
And that's when I challenged one of my coworkers to the habanero, like, challenge.
Nope.
We each ate a habanero, and he's like, "No, I'm like, dude, I'll eat a habanero."
No,
remember, I was like, "Dude, I'm more Mexican than you are. I'll fucking eat this shit, no problem." Man.
Ooh, and then what happened?
And then we both ate it, and we both regretted it.
Who won?
There was no winners with that one. We tried everything to try and calm that fire, and man, I was good until the seeds hit the back of my throat, and it was all over. Now it's like, oh, and
then,
shit.
And then they hit the back of your colon, and
it was like milk creamers, anything we could do. The and nothing was quenching that fire. And then it was like later on that night, I went to the bathroom and
fire
paid with the anus. That was not a happy experience.
My stepbrother.
They get you coming and they get you going.
Yeah, that was bad. I would not suggest that.
My stepbrother used to work at Albertsons, and he's like, oh, I'll give you $20, have this pepper. And I'm like, okay. So I felt like a badass. You eat it, you're like, yeah, I got this. And about 10 seconds later, you're like,
that's weird, because when I was younger, this is why I was so confident, because I was younger.
You can handle
My friend had a jalapeno tree.
That's jalapeno.
And I used to eat the jalapenos. I used to break them off of the tree and just eat them straight up. And I was fine with it.
It's a habanero.
So we did a couple of, I think we did the serrano pepper. We did a couple of peppers, and we were just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, they were hot, but whatever. They had some bite to them, but you know, it wasn't that bad. And they were like, fuck it, habanero, let's do it. How fucking bad could this little orange thing be? And then we found out, and yeah, I'm never doing that again. That was the last time I ever did something like that. It was bad.
I've had this hot sauce at my house. I've had it for last year, because it says, literally, you put a drop, that's all you need. That's how hot it is. It's like, a drop will do. Two drops, you're going to feel the burn.
One of my coworkers said he was cooking, he was making chili, and like he was like using a little bit of habanero, like half a habanero pepper. he was chopping it up.
Yeah, chopping it.
And he had half of it. And then he went and he was sweating, he wiped his forehead. His forehead went fucking
how
red.
How was he chopping it, though?
He was just chopping it like this.
Yeah.
He was chopping it. You know what I'm saying? He was just chopping. And he was just chopping like that. And he chopped it. And then he went and he wiped his forehead. And he wiped his forehead all around. And then his forehead got really fucking just big and swollen and red.
Yeah, chunks. Yeah.
And so... Oh, man. And then he got red.
Shut up, Seth.
And yeah, that's how that happened. And,
But anyway, that sounds like a great fucking...
But yeah, so habaneros, people, stay away from them or don't, and see what's up. See what your tolerance level is.
If you do it, you could tweet us the videos. That'd be awesome too.
Yep, tweet us the vids of the habanero.
We like to see people suffer in pain. At least this guy does. Tarnell, jerk.
I don't know about that.
Tarnell, jerk.
Back to your stupidity of being angry at 12. Sometimes I'm angry. It depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm angry at people with too many groceries in that line.
No, because it's follow the fucking sign, man. Like, okay.
It depends on what store. So
like,
are you like an Albertsons or Vons or something? Or
one of those. Because we can't name drop on there.
Why can't we name it? We can totally name it.
I mean,
we can,
but I feel like it's tacky.
Well, no, why?
Just because it's like,
it's not tacky. You're being weird. You're being weird.
No, you're weird. I'll pull Seth. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, because like I know
doesn't matter.
The express lanes, like at like, let's say if you go do some shopping at like the neighborhood market, like at Walmart, whatever.
Yeah.
Like their express lanes are the self-checkout lanes.
Yeah.
Which are supposed to be named, but it's like, that's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
But
well, talking about name dropping, like the place by my house is like I was talking about a Vons that has little carriers.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, I don't care about name dropping stores, you know, if we're just talking about them incidentally. But I mean, it's like if we're bashing something, I feel like we shouldn't name drop stuff.
Why?
I did. I coughed.
That's so weird. Because
one day I'd like to make money.
But they're not. The supermarket's never going to sponsor us.
You don't know that?
We could.
I can sell groceries.
And we can blow up. We got to blow up first. I'm not going to sit there and sacrifice the show just for someone who's not paying us.
Oh, that's going to make the show so much better that we said Ralph's.
Well. Yep. And speaking of grocery store, the wife was telling me her mom there's a new grocery store they opened up in Chula Vista. They charged her 20 cents to use a cart.
To use a cart. That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. No, it's because I was asking her what store it was, but she says a new store in Chula Vista Chula Vista, from San Diego.
Yeah, we're in San Diego. Yeah.
Chula Vista's a suburb.
They charged her 20
number
cents
11
for
on the happiest places to live in the country.
Really?
Well it's its own city. It's not just like a suburb of San Diego.
Yeah,
it's a city in San Diego County.
County, right.
So
CV represent.
Whoop whoop.
But yeah, they charged her 20 cents for
that
a cart.
Bullshit.
That's weird.
No, it's, I saw really the receipt. I'll bring the receipt.
Now, if you're not,
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that's bullshit for them to have that policy.
Right. If you're not in California, we just recently voted to pass a no bag tax at grocery stores, like no plastic bags. So you bring in your own reusable bag.
Or you can buy one for 10 cents each. Or you can buy some
paper bags.
They're not paper.
They don't even do paper.
I don't see paper.
I haven't even seen paper at all.
Nope.
No. They don't even
do paper. What do they give you for 10 cents?
It's like it's an extra sturdy, like, reusable plastic bag.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty hefty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then I haven't been there even more recently.
Yeah, they don't.
God, you Sam hasn't got grocery shopping to an actual grocery store since November.
I normally. Oh God. If the mics picked that up,
they had to. I heard
that the mics picked that up. That was Justin dropping
an air bomb, ass miss,
chemical weapons. Hey, Justin, like Justin, not even Hitler would fart on his friends.
I find that hard to believe. I think that's how the whole thing started.
What? I fact checked everything. You're fake news. Shut up.
I feel like he was trying to fart on some dudes and they denied him, and then that was the end of it.
I'll drop the mother of all bombs on your face.
Oh my.
Oh. Anyway, all right, so back to going Syria. Back,
no, but I was going to say, going back to like the 12 items or less, like if somebody's coming through with like 15 items, like I don't.
No.
I don't care.
No. 12 items less, care. Not 15.
I'm stickler for the rules.
Hell yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like,
rules are what make the world work.
Mm-hmm.
Like I try to like live within the rules, just so like I'm not an asshole. Like, I'm not gonna be the asshole.
That oh, you shouldn't even worry about it then. You're trying not to be an asshole.
No, that's true. No, okay. I try not to be. I try not to be an asshole to strangers. It's the people that I know that I'm more of an asshole to.
You should still give it up.
But it's like, if I don't know you, I'm pretty considerate. No, like, you know, I'm not going to be that.
Thanks, dick.
You're welcome.
Asshole. Come on, say it, Seth. We're listening.
I don't know what I was about to say, but it was going to be terrible. But so I would, you know, like I would never, if it's 12 items or less and I had 13 in my cart or basket.
Nope, 13,
or whatever,
go to the next one.
No, that's what I would do. Yeah. Is I would just be like, oh, well, shit, I can't.
Yep.
Like that. But if the person in front of me had like 13, 14 items, I wouldn't be like, no.
Hey, dude, get them, the fuck like, out the line.
No.
Right.
That's bullshit.
And I wouldn't even care. Like, I wouldn't even think too much of it. I would be like.
To me, you gotta pick your battles. That's something I'm not gonna take a break. I don't care, whatever. It's not that huge a deal.
On the same token, if like somebody has like two carts full of stuff.
Yeah, literally it was two carts, but every line was
then
full.
I would kind of have a gripe of like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
But
like,
it's on the store to say something.
You have like 50 items. Like,
yeah.
If you have like 50 items and you're in the 12 items or less, then it'd be kind of like, I still wouldn't make a fuss about it. I'd just be like, wow, this person is fucking loser.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, you're a dick.
You're a dick. You're a loser. Hey, your dick. Life must suck ass.
Hey, dick loser.
Why don't you I'm get not even going to waste my time on you because I know karma's like railing you in the scrotum hole. I don't know.
And there's a soundbite.
There is a soundbite.
Railing
bite.
You in the scrotum hole. Really, there we go.
Make that as your ringtone.
Life is
I'll make
railing
you my ringtone.
Railing, no, life is railing you in the scrotum hole.
Because these tits are hoping for business. That's no, why.
Come on.
What?
There's zero context for that.
Well, if you listened to earlier ones, you would know.
Yeah, you would understand.
So oh, no,
it's not
you
even
wouldn't.
Out yet. That's oh, what I'm saying.
No, there is zero context for it. It's out.
Yeah, it's out.
We've
it's
done
out.
It. Obviously. That was before we started recording. It was a pre. Was a
yeah, obviously thing. You don't listen to the podcast enough.
God, you don't remember anything, Sev.
Wow,
God,
all you do is listen to Nerdery. Is that
you
all
sound
do?
Like? You sound like a fucking dick loser.
I don't know if you guys have heard of Nerdery.
Oh, what's that?
But it's what a podcast that's available at abowlof.com/talk.
Oh, really? Who hosts
it's
it?
Pretty tight. I don't know, but I hear he's super dreamy.
I hear he forgets the intro.
At least he remembers to press record.
Oh, wow.
He's only had to do it three times, so I mean, it's not like this.
Yeah. We're about three for three, though.
Three for three.
He's only had to do it like two or three times, so. Actually, three.
Probably four times. But
actually, I got something else, too.
Right? Oh, God damn it.
Oh, fucking.
Well, you're not bringing anything to the table, dickhead, so shut your fucking mouth.
That's right, cough boy. Shut the fuck up. All right.
You just ruined it. I forgot now.
That ends this episode.
Well, no. I was explaining to Tarnell, a lot of the restaurants downtown are doing a 3% gratuity now. Automatically added to
Wait,
your bill.
Wait, what? 3%?
It was three. It's like
3% surcharge because surcharge. To offset minimum wage.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So if you like, a lot of the newer restaurants downtown are doing this. So when you get your food, double check it. You'll see it. There's a 3% automatically added to your bill.
That's weird.
That's a. I showed Tarnell the article.
Yeah, people were saying that.
I was at the bar I was at today. I looked at it. I was like, why is my beer so expensive?
No, I'm not doubting you. I'm just saying that's weird. Like, what?
Because minimum wage goes up. You got to pay your employees. So what are you going
to
do?
They're saying that the cost of salary to pay their employees is too much, and they already have thin profits. So in order to do that, they don't know what to do except raise the prices or pass the buck on to the consumer.
Wait, so they're doing it in a shady way?
Yeah, like you don't look at the receipt. You never look at the receipt. He's like,
No. That, I mean, that's like, but you're saying it's not a gratuity because it's like they're offsetting their own minimum wage thing.
Right.
So that means they're pocketing it to pay wages, allegedly. Right. You know, so it's like, it's not like it's going straight into the employees, right?
What do you mean?
Because if you're saying it's offsetting minimum wage, that wouldn't even matter if it was just straight going to the wait staff. Because how is that offsetting the fact that they have to pay more because they're not taking any more profit? They're just giving them more in addition to the... Right.
Right.
I just believe that they shouldn't be putting that kind of stuff in, like... Like, literally, I saw it on the receipt today. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, why am I, for two beers, I'm paying extra for it? Just for two fucking beers? For you to take handle and just do this for a fucking beer, I'm paying more out of that. Like, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're saying that it's offsetting, like, minimum wage, then this is the business's shady way of paying charging you more.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, but... they're not... Instead of saying, like, oh, we would have to raise a $4 beer to, like, $4.25 or whatever. Yeah. Instead, we'll just still say it's a $4 beer.
But we're adding 3%.
But we'll add this 3% thing on the end.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's clearly not strictly going to the servers.
I mean, it's six and a half dozen. Like, I feel like it doesn't matter if there's 3%, they increase the price. They're basically saying their profits are already stretched. And one guy was, like, saying he doesn't know how he's going to make enough money to pay his employees with this, so they're trying to figure out ways to like sit there, come up with the like earn profits, I guess, to pay for it. But my only problem is that I guess that you know the idea is that the saying is that profits are really thin already in restaurants. So right. This is
that's what I hear.
Yeah, here, but it's like I don't know if it's still one of those things of is restaurants. I mean, not restaurants in general, but is it that profits are thin, or is the profits just aren't what you want and.
This is another way for you to make money.
Well, not just that, but it's like, profits aren't what you want. It's not that you're not profiting, you're just profiting less. So, you can still afford it, but you just don't, you still want your profits to be a certain thing.
Well, it sounds to me like the restaurant, whatever game, is overcrowded. Probably. If the profits are that razor thin, it's probably because...
Too many people are at restaurants?
There's too many restaurants, you know?
I would say probably, especially like downtown.
Oh, yeah.
I think just over the county. I think, especially with us
being growing so
kind
big.
Of a tourist town, it's like there's lots of places to eat. And,
yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, if you really notice, if you pay attention to downtown, I'm there because both my jobs are downtown, so I'm there a lot.
But I mean, there's a lot of places that rotate
in and out of the restaurant business downtown.
A national thing, not just like a San Diego thing.
Well, yeah, but I know it's downtown, there's a lot of businesses that like, or here show up. Yeah. There for maybe 6 months, maybe a year and a half, and then they're gone. Right. And then something else comes, like, no, like, it, there's some... The turnaround
cycle for restaurants is pretty big around here.
Yes, right. that's my thing. So I don't know if it's, I don't know how it is in other states or in, you know, in the rest of the nation. I just know that in San Diego, downtown San Diego, there's a lot of restaurants that are here today, gone tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's like, you know what? Part of me is like, hey, like I said, it sounds to me like the market's oversaturated with people who want to own restaurants. Just like, you know, like, hey, you know, just talking about ourselves, we're not making money off of this podcast. It's hard to make money off a podcast. Because guess what?
Everyone's doing it.
There's a lot of people on the podcast game.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, we knew that going into this.
Right.
We, you know, so it's like, you know what? It's like the restaurant game is a tough game. Stop bitching about it when you have to pay your employees. Well, you know, like,
yeah. That's like the breweries, too. There's so many different breweries opening up. Yeah, like, yeah. It's like there's every time there's something like, remember one time being a real estate agent was big? And now everyone wants to become a real estate agent. Like, there's certain.
And from what I understand, like, I don't know if it's the same way with bartenders, but I mean, like, servers, they don't even make minimum wage. Like, don't they get paid, like, almost like slave wages?
No, because they're expected to make tips. No, they make minimum wage, but their tips are just taxed. Their tips are taxed, I believe.
No, I thought their minimum wage was something like $2 or $3 because they're expected to make it up in tips.
No, that's another thing. Not here.
No? Here,
that's not here. No. In other states, it's that way. Okay. Like, I know it's that way, I'm pretty sure, in Florida, like, your wages are really shit because of the tips. Mm-hmm. But here, it's not necessarily that. No, you have to. They have to pay you a certain amount, and yeah.
I don't know,
but yeah, I don't know. I see. I'm so. I don't know. Like, I get them freaking out about the money, but at the same time, it's like the cost is the cost. But the problem was like saying you can't raise minimum wage. We can't raise wages. Is the cost of everything else is automatically going up, even if you and wages have remained relatively the same throughout the years.
Yeah.
But the cost of living, the cost of goods and services has steadily gone up, and they don't match. So, I mean, what are you going to do? And, you know, there's always that thing, oh, we'll get a better job. But if everyone got a better job, the jobs that pay them wage don't exist, and you don't have anyone to do them.
Right.
Like, people need to be able to do those jobs, and they shouldn't be forced into abject poverty just because they have those jobs.
Right.
And they should be able to, like, force. So it's like the whole thing arguing against minimum wage is just, it's dumb. I mean, like, take for instance San Diego. Would it,
okay, you know, take it
or and just rent in general? Like, most places for rent, forget fucking home ownership. Cause
dude, for a studio, you're almost paying like $1,200 for a studio.
Right. So it's like most places want you to earn 2.5 to 3 times the amount of the rent.
Yeah.
So now, if the average medium, like you said, one bedroom, but it's $1,200.
Yeah.
I saw Union Tribune, the local paper, came out with an article I saw on Facebook. It was said. The average, like, one bedroom is like $1,200, two bedroom $1,600, and if you want three bedroom, $1,600, $1,700, somewhere in that area.
Yeah.
And a two bedroom is like $2,200.
That's why it's so much better to just buy a bedroom. Fucking house now.
Right.
Like, you might as well just buy a house.
Think about what those prices are.
Yeah.
Times 2.5 to 3. Like, $15 isn't shit to try and sit there and actually make it, providing your employer gives you 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
So that's why
you have to work like two jobs at least, too.
Yeah, this is the, and we're, you know, we're not arguing about what the scene, we're arguing what the fucking bottom basement floor is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a weird way to sit there, and, like, it's a weird thing to argue against when you realize people are trying to make it, and it's just goddamn near impossible. An
uphill struggle or battle, at least.
Yeah. And this is going to other things, but this is why I was like, when we had the whole divide, you know, people like in like rural areas saying, "Oh, you guys have it so good in the you know, urban, man, the big city, metropolitan areas." Like, no, we gotta struggle, hustle, and fucking work and bust our ass too.
Well, I tell people
it's not easy to work here.
People say you live here. When I talk to people that are I work at a hotel, a lot of people come from out of towns like those. Like, oh, we'd love to be in California. No, I'll switch you. I pay for my fucking weather here. Like, I'm paying $1,200 for a one bedroom apartment, whereas I could go to Arizona, I could go to Vegas, I could go anywhere.
I can go to fucking my whole thing's fucking Seattle.
Dude, I spend so much more money just on living in a roof over my head. It's ridiculous.
Dude, the fact that I want to dig into this research is so bad.
We could save this for another podcast.
Yeah, well, it's maybe, but just real quick, I hate the fact that real estate gets to capitalize on shit they don't fucking own or provide.
Yeah.
Like the location, that's like, the you know, what you just said, we pay for the weather out here. Problem is, we pay for this, okay, we live here, but none of you fucks own or control or do have anything to do with the fucking weather, but yet you charge for it.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is, as Stephen A. Smith would say, blasphemous.
Oh, my God.
That is blasphemous.
Blasphemous.
You know, Stephen A. Smith was blasphemous. So, it's the worst.
It sounds like it's some kind of sacrilege.
How do you charge for something you don't provide and you don't, oh, you can't control? Like, that gets me fucking blown up in joy. Like, how the fuck can you do that?
One word. Two words. Chemtrails. Chemtrails. The government, Illuminati, control the weather.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
That's good.
But yeah, Alex Jones. That fucking throw me in
my... Oh, God. Answer the question, Tardo. Chemtrails. Weather control man.
This is your talk show. You take it over.
Okay, so I think I'm done.
Yeah, Seth's been quiet. He was on Instagram.
Sarah Mesa. Mirror Mesa. All the Mesas. What? This is Lee Hacksaw Hamilton.
Oh my God. He's doing like local bits. What the hell's going on? Oh my God.
Rancho's Penasquito. This is your talk show. You take it over.
All right, I'm just going to fade up the music now.
Oh, fade your face. Fade your goddamn face. All right, so this has been an episode of Tangent. Seth is dumb when it comes to medicine.
Justin, dumb when it comes to life.
Fuck your face. Justin gets triggered by people having too many groceries.
I get triggered in general.
And trigger warning. I'm your host, and we're out. We'll see you guys next time. For Tranel, Justin, and Seth, I'm Tranel. This has been Tangent. Peace.